Yes, we're going to start off with this today because it seems an increasingly challenging thing that anyone entering the job market is facing. And I want to hear from both sides of the equation, either from an employee or an employer, because according to an article in the Herald Sun today, there is a dire casual job shortage in Victoria. Not a shortage of workers, but a shortage of the jobs themselves. 133693, if this is your experience, there was a while there where there weren't enough workers. Now there's not enough jobs. Employers, I want to know from you what pressures you're facing or your business is facing, and are you inundated with job applicants and casuals? I want to hear from you if you've been ghosted by an employer. That was the thrust of this article in the Herald Sun. We know the phenomenon of ghosting in the romantic world. That's where you see somebody on a couple of dates and then they just go cold and they don't return any messages that you send, I've been told. But now it's happening with employers. They're just not getting back to employees. People are finding out almost by osmosis that they've been sacked. 133693. One of the other things too, and I'm about to speak about this to Bill Lang, Executive Director of Small Business Australia, is the impediments placed in front of small business, the largest employer in the country, by state governments. And to expand on that further, Bill Lang joins me now. Good afternoon, Bill.
Yeah, good day, Tony.
The impediments placed in front of small business by, let's take Victoria, a socialist government, what sort of headwinds small businesses having to face, especially over the last, 5 years?
Well, look, we won't, stimulate, more sort of trauma around the experience that all Victorians had throughout the management of the pandemic by the Labor government. But the reality is that of all the states and territories, Victoria has the highest set of business-related costs and the lowest level of confidence, both amongst small business families, larger corporates, and consumers. So the combination of a lack of confidence in terms of the overall direction of the society and the economy and the highest costs, it basically means that revenues are down, investment is down, costs are going up. We've got 2 in 5, Victorian small business families losing money, Tony. That means they're dipping into savings super or borrowing more money to keep the doors open, which is unsustainable unless the confidence and the demand rises and something is done around making things much simpler and much fairer for small businesses rather than having to deal with the sorts of regulations, green, red tape that's imposed on big companies also applying to them.
Do you think it would be easier if anybody in the upper echelons of the state government had ever run a small business themselves, or can a government which is ever expanding in size and scope cannot just help just levelling taxes and charges?
Well, look, I think, for the small business owners and families that are listening to your program, they saw what happened over the last few years with, significant and almost automated pay rises taking place.
Yeah, for the public service, that is. Yeah.
And the politicians.
Yeah.
Yet their sort of take-home pay is going down and the risks associated with it are going up. So there's an immediate disconnection there in terms of having an understanding and appreciation. And if you haven't worked in a small business, you haven't been in a small business family, if you're part of the guaranteed salaried class, can't get fired, it doesn't matter if you don't perform, you don't get fired, you get a pay rise. Of course, there's a lack of empathy and understanding.
Okay, this thing of ghosting by employers, what are you being told about this, Bill Lang, Executive Director, Small Business Australia? Is it, it puts them in a difficult position if you've got 100 people applying for a job and it's hard to get back to all of them. Is that the reality of it, or, what is that hiring environment like at the moment for small business?
Well, it's so easy to use terminology like ghosting, which I think you said in your introduction comes from the dating scene where you've actually met the person a couple of times, whereas a lot of these job applicants are just hitting send, sending their standard resume. So all they're doing is tapping on the screen as opposed to standing up, walking in, standing out, going and actually seeing a business owner and differentiating yourself. There are so many applications as a result of just pressing the button. And the reality is you've got a lot of the small business operators are busy serving customers, trying to balance balance the books and those sorts of things. So ghosting is totally inappropriate as terminology. I was only at a cafe up in the Fitzroy area last week. They've received 75 resumes from people walking in with experience in the hospitality industry, and they've got them piled up, and the owner sort of gets to go through them at the end of the week, depending upon, did he actually have an opening that's available? Can he afford to bring someone on? So stop just tapping on the keyboard. Get out there and meet the local business owners. Take your resume in. Think about how you can add some value. Just don't think you press a button, you know, press a button and send it, and you're going to get a response.
Let's take that cafe owner, because one of the things the article hinted at or referenced was the amount of compliance that small businesses have to perform now, imposed by the state government and sometimes federal government. Give us an example of how the average cafe owner would spend their week, not just serving customers, but all the other things that are involved in running a business in terms of regulation. Now, that imposes a time and a cost on the, a time penalty and a cost on the business too, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, 100%. And in addition, you've got, you know, increasing sort of technology and digital risks. Now, we spoke several months ago about the, you know, what happened with the Optus outage, and all of a sudden you can't take payment. Had the same thing happen on Friday for a bunch of businesses, depending upon who was their payment system provider. If you take Fair Work Australia, it's a federal government agency, but even they can't necessarily tell you specifically what award should apply and what the appropriate rates of pay are. You see, our largest corporations, including government departments, can't even work it out. So if there's ever an example of things being too complicated, Tony, there's that. Then at the state level, you've got, you know, increasing things coming around carbon reporting that hasn't even started yet. It's going to be laid on these small business families. You've got change at the federal government level where they're now applying to certain businesses. If you've got people that were regular casuals, you've got to make them permanent part-time. So it's too complicated. It's been designed by people that are so far out of touch. Maybe the big companies can handle it.
Well, yeah, the big companies love it because they have the excess staff that can handle all of this compliance, and they know it puts pressure and imposes costs on their competitors. So they're hand in glove with the government in imposing these sorts of impositions on small business, aren't they?
Well, I think in some respects that would absolutely be true, particularly when they're in industries where they're competing against the entrepreneurial, the lean, the agile small business family. And in many cases, they wouldn't care if they went out of business. But there are a whole bunch of them that do a great job in supporting small businesses, supporting initiatives like Buy Local. Mm. And they've often got executives in them that aren't self-interested in terms of the money that they earn and their promotions, but actually have true empathy and understanding, particularly of the role. We talk about all the jobs that are in small business, Tony, but let's not forget that small business families are the hearts and souls of local communities.
Yeah.
That's where your teenager does gets to go to do work experience. The work experience is not happening at some big corporation or government department for the 14-year-old, let alone when are they donating prizes for the school fete or the local sporting club trivia competition. Small business is critical to the Australian way of life, and it needs things to be simpler and fairer, Tony.
Well said. Bill Lang, Executive Director, Small Business Australia. Really appreciate it. And thank you for your time, Bill.
Thanks, Tony.
There is a dire casual job vacancy, or I should say a dire casual job shortage in Victoria. So if you have noticed this, I mean, the R word, the recession word, keeps being avoided by all and sundry. But have you noticed this? If you are applying for jobs and coming up short, let us know. 133-693. How difficult is it at the moment to land casual work? And